magnificent. What was wrong, women? He said, I wasn't mad or anything. He said, I had a four-faceted multiple personality disorder. Sounds mad to me. We'll be right back.
things used to be all right, huh? Though my mum did get a bit mad at me old man when he come home with enough pie and eels to feed an arm. She said that eels live on... Yeah? Well, my old man must have been full of it because he didn't get old bloody luck. He get out of his brain on booze. I don't think he ever twigged I was out of my brain on speed. Each to his own sewage.
Why should I care if I got to cut my hair? I get to move with the fashion of the outcast. I know it's a fact, but my head is really alright, and I'm still there at all, even though it won't last.
The last straw. When my mum found out I'd been at Brighton, she went potty. So I told her I was leaving. And she cheered up immediately. As I stood at the front door, my whole life in front of me, I took a glance at myself in the hallway mirror.
Must have been the countdown. I was a mountain of paranoia. So I popped a few more uppers and I went to a high numbers gig. But I went on the wrong night. Things didn't turn out quite as I expected.
Stop.
quite like the Godfather. No, I didn't mind them old rockers, as long as they stayed up on stage. Best of all, though, for me, were the Iron Numbers. They weren't mods, but mods liked them. They smashed up so much gear, nobody believed it was real. I could have done that. In the state I was in, I thought I was all of them. I felt really different the next day. It was a joke. Trying to sleep on the street. I saw one of the Iron Numbers and he shouted, "How you doing?" Like he remembered me. "Working?" he said. I hated it when people said that. Of course I wasn't working, I was still at fucking school. I soon fixed that though. I got myself a job. But it was dirty. I was making £10 a week. It's only £2 less than my Uncle Simon, and he's been driving buses all his life.
I could save them. The blokes I was working with. Poor bastards. Fuck them. Save yourself. They can't leave. They got families to keep. They think the town hall's a cathedral and the mayor's the pope. They deserve all they get. To be a hero, but was it all in my head? I see a man without a problem. I see a country always smiling. We'll be right back.
To the land of my dreams. She's
We'll be right back.
to think that Brighton was fantastic. The sea looked so gorgeous I felt I could jump into it and sink. I wandered around thinking about that summer of 64. 2,000 mods driving up and down on scooters. But now I was on my own. It was the end of the season. The place was almost deserted. My poor scooter. That had seen the last of the Brighton promenade.
I remembered the Ace Space dance. The old place would be dancing to some stupid dance he just made up. That's powerful, yeah? Why the fuck did I look up to people like that? Why did I need heroes when what I really wanted was to belong?
He was like Fred Astaire with a sawn-off shotgun. The Ace Face, that is. I saw him late that day. For a moment, it cheered me up. He was working in the biggest hotel in Brighton. But he wasn't a fucking manager.
what says?
Bellboy,
I've gotta get running now.
Bellboy,
keep my lip buttoned down.
Bellboy,
carry this fucking baggage out.
Bellboy,
I'm always running to someone's bleeding heel.
I was in a pretty blasphemous mood by the time I left Brighton. It had cheered me up, but then it had let me down. My folks had let me down. Rock had let me down. Women had let me down. Work wasn't even worth the effort. But I never thought I'd feel let down by being a mod. Schizophrenic? Ha! What a laugh! I remember thinking, Christ, it must be all right to be plain ordinary mad. So I stole this tiny little boat with an outboard motor, and I set out to sea.
The stars, the stars, the stars.
The sound of the engine turned into music, like the sort of noise you'd expect to hear in heaven. I was floating. I was nearly delirious. I switched off the engine and jumped onto the rock. The music stopped. I remember the come down I had. Felt sick from the booze. The sea was splashing all over the place. There was thunder in the distance. That's how I ended up there. Bleeding boat drifted off and I got stuck on the rock in a pissing rain with my four lives flashing before me. I was an ace face, a tough guy. I was Mr. G, a romantic. I was a bellboy. Carry a bag, sir. Finally, I was ordinary old Dr. Jimmy again. Yes, I was those things. Schizophrenic? Ha! I was being quadriphenic. Thank you.
Something really big had happened to me. Not an end, not a beginning, but at last I knew what I needed. And I knew where to look for it.
Thank you. He's holding up a little sign here saying, play You Better You Bet. Do you really think I've been in this business for 35 years to come and play what you want me to play? Actually, we're very grateful that you're all here. Very, very grateful, very pleased, very thankful. And so excited as well. It's been a fantastic turnout for us in Brussels. We haven't been here for a long time, and it's really good of you to come.
Before I can tell you my goal, and I smile. Thank you.
here in 1973. It was a story, as you've seen, about 1963, really, 64. And today, it's 1997. And we're pleased that there are people here who are young. And back in 73, we were unable to do Quadrophenia for our then young audience. And a lot of us have had to wait a long time to see it. There were technological problems with putting Quadrophenia on. And it's so great that you've supported us in this venture, because it's kind of mixing rock and art, and people could... not that I give a shit. But we've got a big band with us, as you can see, and they're very important. On Quadrophenia, it wasn't just story that was a problem, it was also the music, and the music on the Quadrophenia album is very rich and orchestral in some ways. John Entwistle played a lot of brass parts on the record. And they are played here by this brass section, led by Neil Sidwell, Nick Lane, Roy Wiegand, Simon Gardner, and last but not least, Dennis Ferris. Over here, our music director, Billy Nichols. On sampler, keyboards, sound effects, strings, general stuff like that, John Carey. On rock and roll piano, one of the greatest of them all, John Rabbit Patrick. And on guitar, somebody I'm very happy to introduce, this is my brother, Simon Townsend. That the Who started out with a drummer called Keith Moon, who was a crazy guy but a brilliant drummer. And we've had some great drummers playing with us since then, but this gentleman is absolutely perfect for what we're doing today. It's a real spirit. He's given us a lot of the energy that we've recovered today. It comes from this man who knew Keith Moon very well. This is the extraordinary Zach Starkey. And we're going to do a few more.
Thank you. It's been a bloody long time, but it's nice to be back.